The following is a presentation of the New York Presbyterian Hudson Valley Hospital Center, a better place to get better. Welcome to the Health and Happiness Show with Casey, a weekly presentation with guests, ideas, information, and fun designed to improve your life from 100.7 WHUD.
Hi, it's Casey. Thank you for tuning in for your health and happiness today. Are you ready to shine on? Maybe you need a pocket full of natural stones or crystals to empower you. Stones and crystals are part of the earth, and many believe the energy they emit can work with your energy. Coral, it's said, stimulates your imagination and your intuition. Blue topaz is the one for clarity and seeing the big picture. Well, Diane Kahn was one businesswoman who was all business until her colleague Barbara brought her around to feel the power of stones and crystals. Now, they want to bring their Crafted in America gems to your house and let you dig through the stones to find out what you connect with. Diane tells the story.
What happened was we were putting together a company, which we said Crafted in America, and we wanted to make sure we've got people who had businesses here and wanted to promote them and get out there and let people realize that they can buy American. And so jewelry is my kind of vice or my little, you know...
passion.
Yes, exactly. And what happened was we were going into different areas, but my girlfriend, who actually is partner with me, her name is Barb, had mentioned about the stones and the effect of the energy. And after a long about way, because I'm the salesman of the company, I kind of looked at it a little deeper, and it sold me on two things that happened to me. And one was I would always wear this one color. Every time I looked at the jewelry that one of our vendors had made, I would pick up this one piece of jewelry all the time. Never really knew what it was. But Barb said, "Why do you keep picking up that one piece?" And I said, "I don't know. I feel like I'm attracted to it." Exactly.
Aha.
Exactly. She said, "That's what I'm trying to tell you." So we looked up what it was. In fact, in our Crafted in America catalog, I'm wearing that particular necklace, and it was an amazite. And an amazite has a teal color similar to turquoise, and that particular stone, the energy that comes out is a growth in your faith. It builds your faith. And that was one thing that I was dealing with at that time with the company, starting my own, should I, should not. And I was dealing with a lot of strength of saying, do I have the faith to continue? Do I have the faith to get through this? Can I stand strong? And here I was drawn to this one stone that enhances your faith.
So there's something in our subconscious or in our energy field that responds to the energy of the different stones?
Absolutely. The little voice, whatever it may be, go with it. Use it. We have that supernaturalism. We just don't know how to use it in a good and positive way. You know, I really believe that faith that was instilled in us is a good direction for supernatural plus, and you need that energy to flow in us. That's what keeps us alive, keeps us going.
Right.
And you want to keep that faith energy going within it. And these stones are built within our environment, so why not use them for the good?
And you said there was another story.
What happened was my son, he has neurological Lyme's, unfortunately, but he's good. But what happened was I had my son, I was testing it. I didn't believe, even though I knew it happened to me, but I didn't really believe 100%. And there was my faith growing. And I said to my son, "Pick a stone." And he goes, "What?" And I said, "Pick a stone." So he goes and he picks this stone. And I said, "Okay, now I don't know what this stone is," because it wasn't in one of our lists. And I called, I called Barb up and described it. And she says, and she knows my son's history. And she goes, "Oh my God." And I go, "What?" And she says, "You're not going to believe this." I said, "Well, come on, I got to build my faith." And she started laughing. She says, "That stone helps suppress anger." And my son had anger issues at the time.
Yeah, he didn't want to be sick with neurological Lyme.
Exactly, with, you know, no answers to it. But the stone, and that's exactly, he was drawn to it immediately without even thinking.
Yeah.
And that was our howlite stone. And that suppresses anger. It controls stress levels and anger. And I actually gave it to him in his hand, and I had him keep it in his pocket and take it with him. He couldn't believe he picked it either, because he was like, "Ma, that was like amazing."
Mm. Yes, and Barb in the background is saying, "I'm trying to tell you guys."
Yes.
All right, so now you're fully on board. Let's talk about the different stones and how they work. Amethyst is a beautiful stone. What's that all about?
Amethyst is soothing. It's similar to your lavender, you know, gives you that soothing, but it's actually, there's so many different uses for it, but the one thing that I have a lot of people dealing with is it helps against headaches.
Really?
Yes, and it's very soothing.
Now, for many years, it's crazy for me to admit this, but for many years, I used to sleep with a rose quartz in my hand.
There you go.
And I just loved the color of it. I loved the shape of it. I loved the texture of it. And I didn't know anything about rose quartz. And I really still don't. So what's that all about?
Rose quartz is a love stone. It just relaxes us in the form of, gives us an energy of love and a stressless direction. I only look at it as the love stone, and love really conquers everything.
Yeah. I love my rose quartz.
Quartz, if you look at the white quartz or any kind of quartz, especially here in the United States and all over the world, quartz has an energy that's beyond anybody's imagination. I mean, we use it in our phones, we use it in our watches. So quartz has, and it accents all the other stones with an energy that magnifies all the other stones. So when you put quartz with other stones, you're magnifying the energy of everything.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, so quartz is a very important one, and we did incorporate not only rose quartz, but the regular white quartz in there.
Now, what about moonstone?
Moonstone I love the best because that is another one similar to the amazite, which we didn't pick that one because it was my personal one. But moonstone strengthens your spiritual ability as well, your supernatural ability. It just enhances it and gets it going. And I love that. I just use that with my amazite.
All right. And hematite?
Healing.
Healing.
What does that
look like, hematite?
It almost looks like a magnet. It has shiny blackness of a magnet. And that, again, is a magnetic. It brings healing and it balances, you know, our chemicals in our body. One thing that I learned is that people who have Lyme's have a depletion of magnesium.
Okay.
And so you have to build your magnesium. And again, that's something you're working with your healing, your chemicals, you know, your magnetic pull between the earth and the moon. And it's amazing how everything just corresponds together. I mean, the creation of this whole universe is amazing.
It is a beautiful thing. You know, yes. You still have to eat right, exercise, drink a lot of water,
get enough
sleep. But a little stone here and there couldn't hurt.
Exactly. You know, I mean, it's here. Why not use it? It's helping the earth. Why not help us? I believe it was all created for us to use. And my faith has just even improved more to show me that, you know, a great creator just created things for us to use. Why not use them?
Yeah. And tiger's eye.
Tiger eye is confidence. Has always been a strong confidence. And if you're dealing with, it's funny because I had done a party and one of the ladies had picked tiger eye three times. I let them pick three times because in three times it'll tell me where they are. Their first pick will tell me exactly what they're feeling for that moment. Their second one will tell me what direction they want to go, and their third one I want to lock it in to make so that all three work together.
Right.
And she picked tiger eye three times.
This is when you're at a party and you come with a nice array of stones and ladies get to pick.
Yes.
And the lady picked tiger eye three times?
Three times. Well, she didn't know what it meant, and three times, and I knew what it meant, and I was excited to say, wow. She says, what does it mean? And I said, well, it strengthens your confidence. And she's almost turned into tears, and I said, what? And she says, I was just feeling that I had no self-worth, that I wasn't going to go anywhere. And she says, I have this, you know, direction that I want to go. And I said, well, here, tiger eye, strengthens your confidence to go forward.
Right.
Three times, I said.
So something in her is making her choose the stone, and then you can look at that and almost make a little bit of a prediction about what's going on inside of her.
In a way, and they have to, you know, I tell them what it means, and then it's their, you know, their direction to take it and do what they want to do with it. I don't want to really make a prediction per se.
Right, you're not diagnosing.
No, I don't have that ability. I can, you know, work with and share with them as to what they mean, and then they take it within themselves to what they're dealing with, because I don't know their inner self or their life. They do.
Right.
So she ended up not only taking that, but she had earrings done because she wanted to keep it with her all day.
Yeah.
And she had, because we had, she had made a necklace with the locket, and she wore that every time she went into a meeting, and she loved it. It was so exciting.
Beautiful.
And it's mind over matter in a sense, because we are supernatural beings. Let's use it. We can have what we call the dig. We use it as a dig because they're digging within the stones, but we want their energy to connect with the stones, and so we want them to dig for that and see where their energy is going.
Would you like to see where your energy is going and maybe find out why you're drawn to certain stones and certain colors? You can reach Diane and Barbara via email at craftedamerica@aol.com. That's craftedamerica@aol.com. And let me know what you discover. Coming up, we are going to discover how to keep you fit and having fun. A personal trainer has some great advice on the way. Your workout should make you smile. We'll work on that coming up.
This is the Health and Happiness Show with Casey on 100.7 WHUD. If you have a question or need more information about things you've heard on the show, email kcradio@gmail.com. The Health and Happiness Show. Information, fun, and inspiration.
Hi, it's Holly Shulowitz with your Nourishing Wisdom. What's for breakfast? A nourishing breakfast will sustain your body, nourish your brain, keep blood sugar levels balanced, and your mood steady. Here is one of my go-to breakfasts. I call it Forget About 'Em Eggs. This dish cooks while you're getting dressed and getting ready in the morning. Just melt a tablespoon of butter, coconut oil, or olive oil in a pan over medium heat. Add 2 chopped scallions or 1/4 of a chopped onion with 5 slices of zucchini and a pinch of sea salt. Saute 5 minutes. And then crack 2 eggs on top, add another pinch of salt and some fresh ground pepper, and cover. Allow to cook 7 minutes or until the eggs are cooked to your liking. For this recipe and many others, visit nourishingwisdom.com. I'm Holly with your Nourishing Wisdom. Blessings on your day.
How does an award-winning Hudson Valley Hospital get even better? It teams up with the number one hospital in New York. Hudson Valley Hospital is now part of New York Presbyterian, and with our new name comes new possibilities. New York Presbyterian Hudson Valley Hospital now has expanded clinical services previously not available in the Hudson Valley, and easy access to the expertise and resources of New York Presbyterian in Manhattan. Visit nyp.org/Hudson Valley to learn more about the amazing things happening here.
Hi, this is Fran Capo, adventurer, comedian, and author of Hope Filled the City of Light, which gives the 44 secrets to happiness. Here's one of those secrets. We know the people we love, but we don't always tell them. Starting today, I want you to say I love you to all the important people in your life daily. It feels good for you and the other person. It's amazing how easily we could take things for granted. Ah, they know I love them. I'm sure they do, but it's really nice to hear. Think of it this way. Just like you need water to exist on a daily basis, think of those words as watering the soul. Then I want you to take it one step further and do the hardest thing, the most important thing. Look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself that you love you. It's not conceited, it's confidence. If people did this one simple thing, less people would have issues with self-esteem and the world would be a happier place, filled with lighter energy. Now, I'm not suggesting you do this in the bathroom at work or in an elevator that's crowded, but from now on in the morning, give yourself a wink or just say it. I dare you. Come on, right now, if no one's looking, grab your arm and kiss it. I love you, I love you, I love you. I know, you may feel silly, but really, trust me, it'll help. This is Fran Capo, the world's fastest talking woman, and I always make sure I slow down to let the special people in my life know I love them and take the time to love myself. To learn more about Hopeville, check out FranCapo.com.
It's 529. Are you saving for college? 529 college savings plans are offered by states to provide easy and affordable ways to save. Saving in advance is a key part of preparing for higher education and avoiding high student loan debt. National studies show that students with savings are much more likely to attend and graduate from college than students with no savings. For more information on how you can get started, visit collegesavings.org.
Hi, it's Casey. In the midst of the holiday season, and maybe you feel the stress that goes along with it when you're faced with all the holiday nibblings and libations. If you were to work fitness into your life every day, and if you were to make fitness a fun part of your life, you'd have less holiday food stress. And you'd be less tempted to ever eat the bad stuff because you have a commitment to your own health and happiness. And everybody can do something. My 95-year-old great aunt walks up and down her stairs every night. Activity and oxygen keep the brain and body in shape. I recently met a specimen of fitness, personal trainer Michael Polito. Check out oldschoolstreetfitness.com to see what you can achieve without lifting weights or going to the gym. Make movement your friend and partner for life. Here's Michael Polito.
I pretty much exercise all day long. It's not something that I just do for like an hour and then go back to my regular day. It's something that I'm applying throughout the day. So, you know, I may have like an hour of a really, really intensive type of a workout, maybe a half an hour or something like that. But throughout the day, I'm constantly stretching and keeping in mind that my body constantly has to move, even if I'm sitting at the computer with a little massage ball underneath my foot. So I'm constantly doing something. It's got to be integrated into your life. It can't just be like an hour and then you stop and go back to your, you know, your lifestyle. You know?
Right, right. It has to be integrated into your life. Well
absolutely.
Said.
Absolutely.
Good. All right. So here we're coming up on the holidays, and that's a time when people tend to overeat and, you know, have too much eggnog or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and get a little bit out of shape. What could you tell them in terms of like the best kind of exercise, the best kind of nutrition? What kind of advice can you give us?
I always tell people, the people ask me that, what's the best type of exercise? I think it's the one that you're going to do. They have to choose something that they will continue to do. That's something that's exciting and something that's fun. Because a lot of my exercises, basically, that I do, I feel like I'm playing when I'm exercising. I don't really feel like I'm really working out. I'm really having a great time. So it doesn't mean going to a gym and jumping on a treadmill or some stair machine. It has to be something that, it's all about movement, okay? So if it's playing basketball or ping pong or swimming or doing a yoga class or taking a martial art class, it's about just keeping the body moving and something that they're going to enjoy doing. That's what's important. So, but I do, you know, I do give them a certain exercises that are really helpful, especially if they haven't exercised in a long time, you know. And I'll suggest, you know, a couple simple type exercises. And the first one I would recommend is the squat, which is like the king of all exercises. And because it involves, you know, moving three sets of different joints of your ankles, your knees, your hips, and it strengthens the muscles and the back and legs. It's a very, very beneficial type of exercise. So that's something I'd highly recommend. Any type of flexibility exercise where you're stretching the muscles, the static stretches, things like that are going to be very, very good, especially for someone who hasn't exercised in a long time. Push-ups are another great exercise to do. Some people can't do push-ups. They say, I can't do push-ups. Well, you know, start from the wall and push off against the wall, and little by little start lowering your body to like a kitchen counter or a chair, and then little by little you make it to the floor. And you start strengthening the muscles of the shoulders and the hips and the stomach, and all these muscles start coming into play. You know, that's something to get started with. You know, as they get stronger, we take it from there, and then we start playing a little bit more.
So the best exercise is the one you're actually going to do.
Absolutely.
Make it fun. And the squat, that's the king. I like that.
The squat is like number one. I do those constantly all day long. Sometimes I just lower myself into the bottom of a squat position and just sit there for 20 minutes sometimes, you know, but it takes time to work up to that. You know, sometimes I just tell people sit for 30 seconds and little by little start moving that up maybe to a minute or 2 minutes a day until it becomes natural. Because if you look at an infant or a small toddler, you see the way they sit. They're sitting in squat positions.
Right.
It's very, very natural. We're meant to sit that way.
So what does it look like? Are your hands on the floor when you're squatting?
My arms are in front of me. I could be reading a book. You know, a lot of the times that's what I am doing. I sit down to a squat and I have a magazine out in front of me and I'm reading, or I'm watching something on YouTube, or I'm on the computer, and it's become a very natural position for me.
And your heels are on the floor?
Yes, my feet are flat on the floor, so I'm not sitting on the balls of my feet. At the beginning, a lot of people don't have that flexibility, so sometimes I suggest maybe putting a small piece of plywood or maybe a thin book underneath their heels until they gain the flexibility where they can put both their feet flat on the floor.
All right.
That takes some time, you know.
I'm going to try it. All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, we're talking to Michael Polito, Mike Polito fitness trainer, and you are an old school street fitness trainer. That's what you call yourself, right?
That's the business name. Absolutely.
Old school street fitness. What does that mean?
Old school street fitness. Basically, I've always been old school with everything I've done. It's I always like going back to basics and where it all started, and everything actually comes back to that anyways. A lot of my training is in traditional and classical martial arts. I always like going back to, you know, where everything came from the beginning, because that's where it all, everything stood the test of time. You know,
right.
So the street street fitness thing comes into play, because, you know, I can exercise anywhere. It can be in the street. It doesn't have to be in a gym. It could be in a playground. It could be in my backyard. It could be on the street corner. It could be in line, you know, waiting at the bank. I mean, not that I'm going to be doing push-ups and things like that in line waiting for a bank, but I can be doing some stretching or some breathing exercises and things like that while I'm waiting around.
Can you talk a little bit about nutrition? Anything we should be doing?
Nutrition, you know, I'm not an expert in nutrition, but I do know, you know, if you go to a mall or anywhere, you'll see people indulging in all kinds of foods that aren't healthy. Sugar, bad fats, and trans fats, and chips, and things like that. I mean, we all deserve a cheat once in a while, but more vegetables in your diet and fruits are really a necessity. And cutting back on the wheat, I'm not a big believer of eating a lot of wheat, whole grains and things like that. I know that's in the food pyramid thing, but I think that it's doing more harm than good. So backing off on starches and wheat can be a big, big thing. And for some people, they want to lose weight. They want to look better and they want to get stronger. And as soon as they give up the wheat, they tend to shred the weight pretty quickly.
True. You know, I just saw my husband drop 40 pounds in a second.
And the first thing
he did was give up bread. He used to eat the whole bread basket when we went out to dinner. Now he doesn't touch it. 40 pounds came right off.
Yeah, and it's funny because I take for granted sometimes people will just know to stay away from certain foods, but they don't. They really don't know, and it's about education. You know, today we have the internet and Google and all different types. You can get online and you can read about these things, and you know, we're so lucky nowadays. And you know, sometimes, you know, just cutting back on the wheat alone without even exercising, you can drop weight pretty quickly.
True.
And so, you know, a lot of people just like, I'll eat whole wheat. Well, it's wheat. Wheat is wheat. If it's white bread or if it's whole wheat, whole grains, it's wheat. You know, just cut back on it. Or cut it out completely. Your body really doesn't need it.
Yeah.
Just replace it with fruits and vegetables and good, healthy, lean proteins. Shop on the perimeter of the store instead of throughout the inner aisles. And because as soon as you walk into a grocery store, you usually see the fruit staring you right in your face.
Mm-hmm. Get to know the fruit.
Yeah, the fruit and the vegetables. It's all right there. I can do all my shopping along the perimeter of the store and never touch the inside aisles, ever. I'm used to eating that way now. At first, it may be a little difficult. Difficult for people, but you know, 2 or 3 weeks eating that way, you can be on a, you know, you don't want to go back. You'll start feeling good.
Michael Polito, our guest, a personal fitness trainer, old school street fitness is his name. I got to talk to all of the people like me who have the elliptical machine and the treadmill down in the basement and there's laundry on it. You know, we're hanging out, we're drying our laundry on it. How do you stay motivated?
Motivation, I believe, comes from results, seeing results. You know, when a person sees results, that motivates them. They want to, then that builds curiosity, and they want to learn more, you know, so they start doing research. Just like that's how I got involved with that. You know, I start seeing results. I start to see what's working, what's not working. People automatically think they need to join a gym and get on a treadmill or go on one of these machines and lift weights in a linear motion. And what ends up happening is they start for a month or two and they end up quitting. I've worked at these gyms as personal trainers, and I've seen people join up for a year, last about a month or two, and then you never see them again. Today, fitness is starting to really, I think, improve. People are starting to get out of the gyms and start getting outdoors. You're starting to see all these Spartan races, and people are getting involved with CrossFit. You know, there's not just getting on a treadmill nowadays. Right. People are starting to, you know, broaden their horizon a little bit when it comes to fitness and becoming more aware that it's all about movement. It's not about just lifting weights or walking on a treadmill. It's about moving the body.
Well, I thank you so much for a few minutes this morning. Anything else our listeners need to know?
People should just be more aware. You know, just get out there and just don't think that there's one way of exercise. It's make it fun for yourself. Find something that you're going to do and that you can continue. And have fun with it. You know, exercise should be an enjoyable thing. It should feel like you're playing. You should really enjoy what you're doing. Don't make it feel like work.
Don't make it work. Make it play. Skip rope. Kick a ball around the backyard. Commit to a dozen squats throughout the day. Play. And move your way joyfully through the holiday season. Michael Polito can be reached via oldschoolstreetfitness.com. Get up and move that body so you can shine on. And I will see you next week.
You've been listening to the Health and Happiness Show with Casey. The content of the Health and Happiness Show is intended for general information purposes only. The Health and Happiness Show is a presentation of the New York Presbyterian Hudson Valley Hospital Center. You can listen to previously broadcast shows online at kcradio.com. Join Casey for another edition of the Health and Happiness Show next Sunday morning on 100.7 WHUD.